with SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Breaking news this morning with two major stories we're following for you. A partial government shutdown is now in effect after funding for the Department of Homeland Security lapsed at midnight.
The shutdown comes as the White House and Democrats were not able to agree over President Trump's immigration enforcement agenda. While core immigration agencies like ICE and CBP have some reserve funding, other agencies, including TSA, FEMA, the Coast Guard, and the Secret Service, will bear the brunt of the lapse. Most TSA employees are expected to work without immediate pay to keep airport security operational.
That's correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. Also activity, police activity reported 2 miles from Nancy Guthrie's home in Tucson, Arizona. As a warrant has been served at that home, at least 3 people have been detained in connection with the investigation, and 1 more pulled over in a vehicle. The Pima County Sheriff's Department says the scene is connected to the Guthrie case and no more information is available at this time. There is new U.S. action geared toward Iran.
At Fort Bragg in North Carolina, the president was asked if he wants to see regime change in Iran.
Seems like that would be the best thing that could happen. For 47 years, they've been talking and talking and talking.
The president said the USS Gerald R. Ford, the world's largest aircraft carrier, is being sent to the region. What can Iran do to avoid military action?
Give us the deal that they should have given us the first time. If they give us the right deal, we won't do that. But, you know, historically, they haven't done that.
Israel wants to neutralize Iran's ballistic missile program and end funding for groups like Hamas and Hezbollah. I'm Ed Donahue.
The military says it's carried out another deadly strike on a vessel accused of trafficking drugs in the Caribbean Sea. U.S. Southern Command said yesterday on social media that the boat was transiting along known narco-trafficking routes in the Caribbean. This is SRN News. A Democratic lawmaker has questions about the afterlife.
In a truly bizarre exchange during a committee hearing on President Trump's immigration policy this week, Congresswoman LaMonica McIver of New Jersey asked ICE Director Todd Lyons if he thought he was, quote, going to hell for his efforts to deport illegal immigrants. She also asked him, quote, how do you think Judgment Day will work for you with so much blood on your hands? Lyons declined to answer either of the lawmaker's questions. Michael Harrington reporting.
4 Democrat-led states are suing to block the Trump administration from cutting off hundreds of millions in public health grants. At issue is the promotion of transgenderism and the use of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. The Department of Health and Human Services told Congress that it plans to withhold about $600 million allocated to California, Colorado, Illinois, and Minnesota. The administration also plans to pull hundreds of millions in transportation funding from the same 4 states. This is SRN News. Cocoa prices have fallen nearly 70% since last Valentine's Day, but that won't make the heart-shaped boxes of chocolate or even chocolate Easter bunnies more affordable this year.
Market researcher Data Assembly says chocolate prices at American retail stores rose 14% between January 1st and the first week of this month compared to the same period a year ago. That's on top of a 7.8% increase for the same period last year. Europe has seen even steeper price hikes. And if shoppers are still willing to pay higher prices, candy companies not inclined to lower them. Rich Thomason reporting.
Wendy's is closing several hundred restaurants and increasing its focus on value after a weaker-than-expected fourth quarter. The Dublin, Ohio-based company said Friday its global same-store sales fell 10% in October through December period. That was more than Wall Street was expecting. Wendy's said it would already close 28 underperforming restaurants in the fourth quarter. More details at srnnews.com.